You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media for this Thursday afternoon. Do visit our website and make that donation right now at willpledge.org or call 217-244-9455. And thank you. Thank you so very much. Now we're joined by Mike Tenora. He's at T-Storm Weather in Chicago. Mike, thanks for being with us. Let's start in the Western Corn Belt. What are conditions like there?
Well, we've seen a lot of rain in the Northern Corn Belt and the Southern Corn Belt. The area between, from Kansas through Missouri and Illinois, has not seen a whole lot of rain over the last week or so. So this is where the conditions are best for harvesting and planting. As we move forward, there's not going to be a whole lot of rain around. There will be some showers here and there through Saturday, maybe even Sunday. But most of the focus going forward will regard how much rain we see in the Northern Corn Belt next week. Starting up about Sunday and more so on Monday and Tuesday, we'll see a number of thunderstorm clusters develop to the north of Interstate 80. That occurs because of a warm front that moves on to the north, and that will turn temperatures a whole lot warmer once again next week. You know it's a little bit cool out right now, and it looks like it will be quite a bit warmer in about 4 days from now. High temperatures should return to the 70s and even some 80s across the southern half of the Corn Belt. So all in all, Tom, a little bit of rain in the north coming up, but until then, pretty dry and pretty mild to the south, so things should be looking okay until sometime later next week.
So not bad for the harvest season right here in the Corn Belt. How about for the planting season in South America?
Well, we've seen some pretty good rains in Brazil over the last week, and as we move forward, we're going to see a lot of rain in Argentina in particular. Argentina is still a little bit dry. We had that drought back in the spring of the U.S. earlier in the year, as you recall. The drought has broken for the most part, but there are still some lingering effects of that, with dryness over the last 60 and 90-day periods still fairly evident. There is going to be around 1 to 2 inches of rain over the next 3 to 4 days in all of those dry areas. Normally, in the month of September, you only see about 2 inches of rain for the entire month, so we are talking about a lot of rain relative to their history. So we don't think the dryness is going to be much of a problem in Argentina by the time we talk again next week. That will help to improve those conditions for upcoming corn and soybean planting. And more so, their sunflowers are already planted. Their wheat is about to move into the reproductive phase. So this is pretty well timed for both of those crops too.
And in Europe, I take it remains dry, though we're in the fall season there too.
That's right. Rapeseed is now planted in a lot of Europe and wheat planting is underway. The big problem though is in France. France is the number one producer of both of those crops, and it's been dry here for a long time. It's going to stay dry. There was a pretty big rain over the weekend across the northern tip of France and then extending into Germany, Poland, and Denmark. This is where the drought situation eased up a little bit a few days ago. But it did not break in France, and it looks to stay pretty dry going forward. All signs that we look at here show that they're in a drought, and that is not well timed for the rapeseed crop or for the wheat crop. But as you noted, they're going to be moving into the winter here over the next couple of weeks and couple of months, just like what we have here in the U.S. So the window is closing for big rains to show up before these crops go dormant. There is still a little bit of time, probably more of a rapeseed problem than a wheat problem right now, though.
Hey, thanks so much, Mike.
You're welcome, Todd. Have a great day.
That's Mike Tenora. He is with T-Storm Weather in Chicago, Illinois. Joins us here on the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. Find us online. Make a pledge of support at willpledge.org.